This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Thank you, Chris. Hoda Kotb's announced she's leaving the Today Show early next year. She got kids that are 7 and 4. She's 60 years old, and she's going to take some time to spend with, take some time off, rather, and to spend the time with them, which I think is a very smart decision. We're going to miss her on TV. She's a very, very nice lady if you've ever met her, and we wish her all the best. Courtney Jackson joins us now, our friend, CNET senior streaming editor, to talk about cutting a cord and the dust up, the problems between Disney and UVerse had me ready to just cancel everything. But then I turned the TV on a couple of Saturday mornings ago, and they worked it out. And all my anger dissipated. Now I'm leaving things just like they are, which I probably shouldn't. So with that, we welcome in Courtney Jackson, CNET senior streaming editor. How you doing, Courtney?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. I want to open the phone lines up here at 504-260-1870 because I'm looking at a story from CNET, Best Live TV streaming service, which is 19 pages long, which is very complicated. And my kid handles all of this for me, my 28-year-old kid, and it just confuses the living bejeebers out of me. So I don't even know how you even start here to determine cutting the cord, streaming, what's best for you, what's not, commercials, plans with commercials, without commercials. To me, Courtney, it's easier just to turn the damn thing off and read a book.
You're not alone, Tommy. My friends are starting to say the same thing.
Tell me how you even begin to go about deciding what's best for you.
First thing you want to do is look at your budget. You know, if you're spending too much on cable, if you have questions about what you've been doling out every month, it's probably time for you to sit down and take a look at how much you're spending on TV and internet. And then compare that with what your family is actually watching every day or every month. Take it from there. If you find that you're spending too much, it's probably time to take a look at something, a live TV streaming service or some on-demand services that can meet your needs, which will cost way less.
Now, I'll tell you, in my case, I was angry at UVerse and Disney for not being able to watch ESPN. So my grown kid did arrange for a new package, but then ESPN worked it out, or Disney worked it out with UVerse. So now I got them both going, and I don't know how many people did that, but that's, I guess at some point you have to audit what you have.
You do. You have both?
I don't know, Courtney. I don't know what I have. Honestly, I don't.
Okay. So it's unfortunate, but every couple of years we see these carriage disputes pop up between the providers, you know, and the actual services that stream or air these services, whether it's a cable company or a streaming service like DirecTV Stream. And it affects consumers because you're missing out on things for weeks at a time while they try to settle their differences. What happened with that dispute is some customers did wind up canceling their DirecTV subscriptions and moving to alternative sources to catch those sports games that they were missing out on. And some popped up, like Hulu plus Live TV and Fubo, they popped up with deals to help people save money. They took advantage of the situation, slashed prices on their plans, and people were able to sign up and watch everything that they were missing. So back to how to audit your system, audit your services, this is something you definitely want to do. If you're spending more than $100 per month on TV, just TV alone, not with internet, then we do probably recommend that you switch to a live TV streaming service. It will give you all the channels you want. Free DVR is included. The only thing where it may get tricky is when it comes to RSNs. You want to make sure if you're a sports fan that you're getting national and local games.
RSN meaning regional sports
regional
networks?
Regional sports networks.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the basics. If I want to get a HD antenna and attach it to the TV, what kind of stuff can I pick up?
It depends on where you live. You can get, most of the time, your basic networks like ABC and NBC. But if you're in a more rural area, you may have difficulty picking up some of those local stations. Antenna is an excellent alternative. That system has made significant improvements over the past couple years across the country in terms of what channels you're able to pick up. We think it's a great investment, especially if you're really trying to save the most money.
So what about the televisions themselves? Because I was at a big box store a while back getting the paper plates and the big package and whatever else I had to get, and I overheard a police officer looking at a television set. And I quoted you by saying, it's not just about the reception of the TV in terms of picture, but it's about what the TV is programmed to receive, right, in terms of networks?
That's for antennas, not necessarily your smart TVs. Today's smart TVs come equipped with not only like streaming services that you'll typically use, but a lot of them also have built-in free streaming services. So
that's
for
what
example,
I guess that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Different brands of TV have different built-in streaming services?
Yes. So like Samsung TVs offer Samsung TV Plus, which is their free streaming platform, and you get over 100 channels. Google-equipped TVs, they have over 800 free channels built into their system. And then Vizio also has a free lineup of TV stations, and they all stream free live channels as well as a sprinkling of on-demand content.
So when it comes to Google equipped TVs, I have to pay for that or not, or that's included with that?
It's included with it automatically.
So Vizio I have, and I'll never buy a Vizio TV again because it's not, maybe it's an older one, I don't know, but it's not very user friendly or it crashes a lot, it seems like. But then I have some ONN TVs, I think, that accept Roku, and that's different because Vizio will not accept Roku, right?
If you have a Roku device, they're typically compatible with Vizio TVs. That's one of the devices I use
in my home. What's a Roku device?
A Roku media player. So if you have like a Roku 4K Ultra device or a Roku stick that you just plug into the back of your TV, you're able to install the streaming apps that you use and also use the Roku channel, which is free. It comes automatically with the device. But those devices start at like $30 and go on up. And again, you can either plug it directly into your TV, into the back of it, like a stick that looks like the Amazon Fire Stick, or there's a more, they're larger devices that attach to your TV.
Wait, so two of the TVs I have, I don't think I have any stick or anything. It just, when I turn it on, it says watch live TV and Roku is a choice. Vizio doesn't give me that choice. So now you're talking about something I plug into the TV as well?
So you have the Roku channel installed, or you have an actual Roku TV, because Roku does have TVs.
I think it's an ONN TV. I don't know what the hell I have, but I believe it gets Roku.
Okay, so you have Roku TV built in to your TV,
okay,
which is awesome. It's awesome.
All right.
It's an interface that allows you to access various streaming apps. So through that Roku platform, you probably have access to apps like Apple TV Plus, maybe Netflix, Disney Plus. Do you see those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not right now, but I mean, I do, but I pay for Prime, and I pay for Hulu, and I pay for Netflix, and I pay for Prime.
Right. So you still have to pay for access to those apps.
Mm-hmm.
The TV companies just make it easier to access them by installing them, pre-installing them on your hardware, on the TV. Yes.
Please keep in mind that you're talking to a guy that doesn't know, as you can have already inferred, no doubt, Courtney Jackson from CNET, a lot about this, and I don't think a lot of people do either. Look, let me bring the audience in. At 504-260-1870, there are no dumb questions when it comes to this.
Not at all.
As it relates to sorting this or putting this jigsaw puzzle together, there's such a disparity of content when it comes to, you know, see a promo where it's like, well, I want to watch that show, but I got to sign up for Apple Plus. I want to watch that show, but I got to sign up for that. I got to watch this one. You can't have them all, right? Because that would cost you an extraordinary amount of money. And you'd never have time to watch them all either.
You can, but there are some people who are exclusively using streaming services and no cable at all. It just depends on how much you want to spend every month or every year. And there are ways that you can lock in deals to drive those prices down for you. You know, so you're only paying maybe $2 a month for one service or $20 for the entire year.
So let's say I want to go full streaming, but I still want to be in touch with the world and have live local TV or whatever. I can do that?
Yes, you can. So if it's just news that you're looking for, some of the free streaming services offer access to local news stations like Tubi or Pluto. Even Hulu, even though you have to pay for Hulu, even basic Hulu offers access to like the ABC News Live, not your local,
right. But
you know, the more national live feed. But some of the free platforms do offer free access to local news feeds.
So if I'm watching a streaming service and all hell breaks loose with the world, I'm watching a movie on Amazon, okay, or Netflix,
mm-hmm.
Is somebody going to pop in and tell me, oh, by the way, we have a major problem in the world?
No, absolutely not. Not on an on-demand service like Prime Video or Netflix.
Okay.
You're going to have a regular, either regular subscription the cable or, you know, hop on your phone and see what's going on.
But you see where you could feel detached with everything that's going on in the world, where you're watching, you know, you're in your own fool's paradise watching, you know, Three Body Problem with the Santee, and then all of a sudden, you know, there are real problems.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. So that's where the decision comes in. You can always get like a low-cost live TV streaming service mm-hmm. like Sling TV. The thing with Sling, it doesn't offer all local channels in every market. There's select markets that have local channels. So you'll have to pay more for a service like YouTube TV or Hulu Live if you absolutely have to have news access and also sports access. You'll have to upgrade to a higher higher-priced platform.
I'm going to Michael in Jefferson. Got a streaming question. Hey, Michael, you're on WWL talking to Courtney Jackson with CNET. How you doing?
Hello?
Hey, Michael.
I tried Roku. Yes, I tried the Roku route about a couple of years ago, but I didn't like the access to switching when I had to switch the channels. It was hard and kind of just wasn't as straightforward as your normal TV, cable TV. Has things gotten better where you're able to switch from channel to channel without it being so hard to do?
Well, the thing with the Roku is you do have to, in order to access any streaming platform on through their hardware or their software, you do have to click on the actual app to open it up. It's one of our highest rated devices for streaming. The Roku is.
Wait,
we
you
find
talking about
it
the
very
stick
easy.
Or TV?
Well, mostly the stick.
Okay.
Mostly the stick, but Roku overall, their interface is pretty slick and user-friendly. So you'll see the icons for, let's say you want to watch Hulu or Netflix. You can place them wherever you want to on your screen so that you have easy and quick access, you know, and open it up. But then with the voice remote for Roku, you can also just tell the remote what you want to watch, and it'll open it up for you.
Did you have a stick or a TV, Michael? I'm just curious.
I don't remember. It's been so long ago.
So what do you do now? What do you watch now for TV? What is your TV situation now at your household? What do you watch? What do you do?
Cable, which I'm constantly saying I need to change because I'm paying so much money.
Yeah.
So I'm right there. I'm about to do, at least I'm going to do it today probably.
No, you won't. You're like me. You say you're going to do it, but you'll never do it. Call me back in a week and let me know if you did it, all right?
I'm going to do that.
I'll bet you
saying,
don't.
Mike, this is Michael, and I changed my cable.
I'll bet you don't, because I've said the same thing 1,000 times. I hope you do. Any other questions, Michael?
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Michael from Jefferson. 504-260-1870. There are no dumb questions when it comes to streaming or TVs or sticks or anything in the world. It's very confusing. And when we come back, I got a question coming in here about Mad Men. Somebody likes Mad Men and wants to watch the series. They're confused about where to find it. And another question is about if you are a nut for one series or the other, how do you go about finding who has it or what movie and how to pay for it and all that stuff? It can be confusing. Courtney Jackson, CNET Senior Streaming Editor, is here. And let me know if you're like me at 504-260-1870. You're ready to just unplug it all and read a book. 924 Tommy Tucker back on WWL.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
9:30, talking to a friend, Courtney Jackson, CNET Senior Streaming Editor, looking at a story. Best live TV streaming service from CNET that is 19 pages long and very confusing, so we're trying to make it simple and taking your calls at 504-260-1870 or texts. Same number either way. Stacy, New Orleans, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey. I have a question because I have YouTube TV live streaming service, and I cut the cable about 2 years ago, and I'm really happy with it. I love the interface, all of the channels, all of the features, but it is one of the more expensive of the live streaming services. And so I was wondering if I wanted to go down a step and not really lose much of the features, like what would be the other choices? Now, I did try Hulu live TV. But I didn't care for that one because I could never tell when I was streaming and when I was on live TV. I just didn't like the interface there. But then if I was going to go someplace else, I didn't know what another good choice would be.
So YouTube TV probably has the best channel selection for the price. Hulu Live is actually going to increase its price in October. And then if you step down below YouTube TV, the next thing would be Sling. And Sling offers three different plans. They have Sling Orange, Sling Blue, and then Sling Orange Plus Blue. The thing with that, though, is depending on where you live, you may not get all the local channels. So you could be missing out on like your ABC, your NBC stations. And if those are channels that you absolutely have to have, then Sling may not be the best choice for you. But if you're fine, you know, not having those channels, then it's probably a good option because the price starts at $40 a month.
Because I do also have an antenna, which also picks up all of the local stations as well. Do they also have, like, be able to record and that sort of thing on Sling?
Yeah, Sling offers DVR as well. So that $40 price point, that's actually our editor's choice for best budget live TV streaming service. So if you're looking to save, you know, that extra $33 a month, then we recommend that you check out Sling. Sling Blue has a more robust channel lineup than Sling Orange, so I would start there.
Thank you so much.
Can I ask you a question, Stacy? When it comes to YouTube, what do you watch on that? What was your the catalyst for making you go to YouTube and cut the cord?
Well, I used to have Charter before, and they had just gotten so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started looking at other things, and they let you, like, try it out for a week free, like, to see if you like it. So I started trying a couple of things. And it's got, like, all the channels that I used to watch on cable. The interface is really easy. It's got the free, DVR recording. You can pause the TV, rewind it. You can go back and look for shows that you missed, even if you don't record it. So all of the features are great. So now I just have, internet, and then I do the live TV streaming. And it was a lot more affordable, and I could, like, pay for Disney Plus and all the other ones, and I was still cheaper than I was with the cable.
All right, thank you. Hope we helped you, Stacey. 504-260-1870 if you have any questions or comments about streaming. Somebody wants to know about if they had enjoyed this show or that show, or they want to see this movie or that movie. And another text comes in, says that they paid for a movie on this one but found out they could have gotten it free there. How do you go about sorting all of that out, Courtney?
So there are some free apps that can tell you where something is streaming, if it's streaming, and when it's streaming. Some examples are Just Watch or TV Time, and they're free. So you can sign up for those apps and look for TV shows and movies, and some of you might be surprised to learn that some of your favorite TV shows or films are not available on streaming at all, but other times the apps will tell you exactly where you can go. It may be somewhere like Netflix. You may be able to find it on a free platform like the Roku channel, but those apps can help steer you in the right direction. In some cases, Google will be your best bet, but the thing with that is they'll tell you like 6 different options, paid or unpaid or subscription-based, so that can get a little confusing. But we recommend something like Just Watch or TV Time.
Somebody else texted in and wants to know the best streaming service if they want to see classic old movies.
There's some free options for that because there are some fast streaming platforms that air old classic movies 24/7. So check out a service like Pluto TV or Tubi, and even the Roku channel sometimes has those. But depending on the genre, like if it's westerns, or old horror flicks, you may be able to find that on Tubi or Pluto first.
Somebody else texted in and wants to know, sorry tuning in late, could you ask about Hulu Live TV getting ready to drop DirecTV, paying about $150 a month?
So Hulu with Live TV right now costs $77 a month. Beginning October 17th, they're raising the price to $89 a month. We'll add, though, one of the perks of Hulu Live's platform is that it automatically includes access to Hulu On Demand, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus. So if you like all of those streaming services, they're included with your Hulu Live subscription. But that price is going up, and that can be a little bit steep for people. So the basic plan goes up to $89, and then their other plan, I believe, is going up to $96 a month. So you're kind of getting into cable territory when you tack on the cost of internet with that one.
See, and speaking of cable territory, let's talk about broadcast TV territory, because take me through the streaming services where you have commercial or commercial-free options, because if I'm paying for TV and I'm watching commercials, then it seems as though I'm back to what I... This is a circular nature that drives me crazy of all of this, Courtney, because if now I'm paying for TV, that I could see, or rather paying for TV with commercials, and I can get free TV with commercials, and why am I paying for it? Am I messing something up here or not?
No, that's the big question. I've had family and friends text me and say, I'm canceling everything because why do I have to watch commercials when I'm back to cable again? But here's the thing. It boils down to personal choice. You can save a lot more money every month or every year if you go with an ad-based streaming plan, whether it's Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, Max. All of their ad-based plans are going to be the cheapest option for you. If you absolutely want commercial-free streaming, and for some services, that's where I'm at. Like, I'm willing to pay more to watch Netflix without ads. That's also an option. It can get very expensive, though, in terms of the differences. When Hulu raises its price next month, for example, the ad-based plan will cost $10. It's going up from $8 to $10 a month. The ad-free plan will be $19 a month. So that's a $9 difference to decide if you can stand commercials or if you would rather not.
So it's all a choice.
Courtney, you know, when cable first came out, my grandparents said, I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to put that in your house, and they're going to get you hooked on it, and they're going to keep raising the price. And guess what happened?
Exactly that.
That's exactly what happened. When it comes to streaming services, somebody texted in and said when they buy a movie from Amazon, do they own it forever?
No, that's not how Prime works. It really is a rental. And typically with Prime.
Even if you buy it?
Yeah, correct. It's in your library for about a year, unless they changed it.
Well, that's misleading to say purchase, don't you think?
I will not comment on that, but that's generally how the system works. Yeah, it's not like accessible for an unlimited amount of time.
So in essence, you'd do better to buy the DVD in a way, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can still get a DVD player. Let's talk about password sharing, because sometimes when I turn the TV on and go to this streaming service or that one, they got people logged on there. I don't know who the hell they are. I don't know if it's friends of my kid or what, and they're sharing. I don't know. How common is that? How much trouble can you get in with that? Is that a good idea, bad idea?
So password sharing has changed a lot. Netflix really catalyzed this movement where they started charging fees. If you want to share your account with anyone outside of your household, you do have to pay an extra $8 per month per person. And they have limitations depending on the subscription type. I don't know if you heard the news yesterday, Disney announced that they were going to start doing the same thing. They initially announced that last year, and it's rolled out as of yesterday. So customers here in the U.S., if you've been sharing your Disney Plus accounts with anyone, you will have the option to pay a fee. There's two separate fees for that, one if you're watching with as, one if you're watching without. Otherwise, those people who you've been sharing your account with who don't live within your household will either have to sign up for their own account, you just kick them off and call it a day. But it's expensive. So if you're keeping your kids on your account, maybe they go to college in a state that's, you know, you're there in Louisiana, maybe they go to college in California and they're on your account, you'll either have to pay that extra fee to allow them to continue to stream or kick them off and make them get their own account.
Here we go. Quick question. I have a subscription to Hulu and Disney, but now it seems I have to go through Disney to reach my Hulu platform. Am I still paying for two different subscriptions?
It depends. That one's tricky. Are you signed up for them as standalone subscriptions, or do you have the Disney bundle? One of the things that Disney implemented was a single sign-in with its new My Disney app, so you can log into both services. Whether you have a separate subscription to Disney Plus and Hulu, or you have the Disney bundle, which packages them together, you have to look and see how you're being billed. Look into that first, and then that will let you know if you have the bundle or two separate subscriptions.
All in all, to wrap this up, is there any scale, any bang for the buck, best bang for the buck streaming service that you would recommend, or what, Courtney?
It all depends on your personal taste. Here's what I recommend right now. Look into bundles. Several services have partnered up this year to offer customers, lower price access to streaming. Disney rolled out this new partnership with Max, so you can get Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max starting at $17 a month, which is a great deal. If you want to watch ad-free, the price goes up a couple dollars. Look into that sort of bundle. If you're a Comcast customer, and this is just for Comcast folks, you can get the Stream Saver bundle, which packages Apple TV Plus, Peacock, and Netflix together. It's $10.
All right, one final question. You're under oath here. How many times have you, with all of your knowledge, expertise, and streaming services, sat there and mindlessly flipped through and found nothing to watch?
Well, you know what I do? I rotate my services, so that barely happens. I may only have two services a month, so I know what's coming to Netflix. I stick with Netflix. That's pretty much my default. But it's happened here and there. If there's nothing on Disney Plus, I'll cancel it.
Do you like Three Body Problem?
I haven't watched it yet. I'm behind.
Put it on the list. Trust me, you'll like it. Thank you. Courtney Jackson, pleasure as always. CNET Senior Streaming Editor. We come back. We're talking to John Sillars. The big Duck Derby's coming up with Second Harvest Food Bank. We'll talk about that. 943, 17 till 10. Traffic now, WWL. 9:49 now, John Sellers joins us, Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. It's the best time of year, the Duck Derby coming up. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay,
quack,
sir.
Quack, Tommy.
I'm telling you, I didn't do it yet, but I will today. I'll get my 100 ducks, so whatever I get for 100 bucks. Tell me about how it works.
The way it works is you buy a duck, you can buy one duck for $5, or if you spend $100 on ducks, Tommy, you're going to get 25 ducks. So you do get a volume discount. We take your ducks as well as a bunch of other ducks, 30,000 in total, and we will be pouring them into the Big Lake at City Park on Saturday, this Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., The New Orleans Fire Department will be there, and they're using hoses to kind of push them across the pond. And there's a long chute at the very end. And the very first duck that makes it across is the grand prize winner. That person wins $5,000. Now, there's something special this year where we are going to pick 10 ducks before the race. And if one of those ducks comes in first, not only does the winner get $5,000, they also get $1 million.
Wow.
So it's really big. But then, you know, if you aren't that lucky person, there are a bunch of other winners that go down. There's a $1,000 gift card from Zapardo's, free Canes chicken fingers for a year, a Sun Bicycles retro cruiser from Bicycle World, two nights stay at the Windsor Court, and lots more, lots more. I think Theo's Pizza for a year. There's a lot of fun prizes. And the day is just an absolute blast. You know, people with kids, bring your family. Not only do you get to see the ducks, there's going to be face painting. There's going to be a band there. There's a cornhole toss. There will be snacks there. It's a really nice way to spend a Saturday afternoon with the little ones.
And how do you find out more about this? How do you buy your ducks, et cetera?
You go to no-hunger.org/ducks, D-U-C-K-S, and it will take you right to the page, and you can buy one duck, you can buy 25 ducks, you can buy as many ducks as you would like.
Tell me about the need, if you will, John, about where all the proceeds are going and how they're going to be used.
Well, it's really amazing because that one duck that you spend for $5 is going to provide 15 meals for people in South Louisiana. We have over 400,000 people in South Louisiana who experience food insecurity. That's about 1 in 6, but it's about 1 in 4 kids. We actually have the highest rate of food insecurity in the country in Louisiana, as well as senior food insecurity. So it's really bad here in our state. In New Orleans specifically, 1 in 3 kids experiences food insecurity. And so we work really hard to take the money that we raise from the Duck Derby as well as other fundraising efforts, and we try to feed those people. You know, we just had a hurricane. It wasn't a big hurricane, but it was a hurricane. And we distributed nearly 300,000 pounds of food, water, and supplies. We prepared 13,000 hot meals, and we had 60 distributions in 8 parishes. Now, you know, a lot of the food we get is donated, but what's not donated is the gasoline that powers our trucks, the maintenance, the salaries of our drivers to get down there. And so the funds that we generate from Duck Derby, as well as other fundraising efforts, are used to help us respond to a disaster like a hurricane, but also respond to just the everyday disaster of food insecurity.
And what I do want to be clear about is you don't have to go to the Duck Derby. You don't have to show up anywhere. You can do it all online. It's all on the up and up,
yeah.
Thoroughly vetted and everything else. You buy your ducks, and if you win, you get called, right?
You're absolutely right. Thank you for mentioning that. If you don't have a family, if you're a big college football fan and the game that you want to watch is that afternoon, you can still enter. You can still enter, and we will contact you if your duck won. And so it's you do not have to be present. Winners do not have to be present.
And I'm not trying to be sentimental when I say this. I don't care if I win or not, because I know that 100 bucks on those ducks is going for a good cause. Tell me again the website, John.
No-hunger.org/ducks.
Go Tommy's Ducks. Thank you, John. John Sellers, Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank, 954, 6 till 10. We'll find out what Newell Norman's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.